You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
That is Chase Scene Part 1 by The Lahar. We've got three members of The Lahar in the studio, Julian Dine, Kia ora, welcome along. We've also got Stucky and Horatio Luna over from NAM at the moment. Nice to have you both in the studio. Welcome.
Kia ora, we're happy to be here.
Thank you.
It's so good to have you guys here. Now, the project that is The Lahar is quite a beast and it is a Trans-Tasman collaboration. Tell us a wee bit about how this kind of idea came about, how the album came about. It feels like it's been a pretty cool process.
Yeah. So I'd known Stucky in a slightly different capacity as a booking agent, but... we struck up a friendship around that time when I was touring Australia, and he was playing me his music with his band Surprise Chef, and really enjoying it. And we had quite a simpatico shared love of lots of cool music from around the world.
Yep.
And so I had a gig booked in Melbourne and decided to get Stucky to come play guitar. And Henry, Horatio Luna, had played an opening act with Te Māori before Lord Echo, and everybody in the Lord Echo band was raving about this bass player from this band. So I really wanted to work with Henry. So we booked these guys and we did some shows, and then we did a recording session in Melbourne at the same time and Strawberry Fields Festival.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
And then so we took the recording from like just an afternoon in Melbourne at a little studio and then kind of build an album around that.
That's pretty special, and it feels like quite a whirlwind almost music making experience to just meet each other, get straight into that space on the back of a really busy festival time. How was the experience for you, Stucky?
It was wonderful. I mean, I've been a really big fan of Julian's playing and his music for a long time. As Julian said, I was his booking agent in a past life. And it was a really wonderful opportunity to, you know, have this little trans-Tasman cultural exchange and to get in the studio for an afternoon with no expectations and, you know, no real, I don't think we really articulated what we were really going for or what we were kind of going to do. It was just an opportunity to play together in a, you know, low-key, low-expectation kind of environment. And I think it's born some really wonderful results. I mean, even if the only results are us getting to come here and have a week in Aotearoa and play some music and hang out and sleep on Julian's couch.
Nice. The true band experience.
Yeah.
I am really interested in the idea that you kind of went in with, as you said, sort of not a lot of expectation around what it is you were trying to make. How did the vibe coalesce then? How did you sort of decide on what is quite a distinctive sound? The Lahar has got a really strong sort of arc to it. Henry, do you want to take that one?
Well, like Stucky was saying, is it was very it's a very chill session.
Yeah.
And the engineer was actually a Wellington bro, Fabian Hunter, who's a great bass player and touring with the Teskey Bros at the moment. So we were all very comfortable, and the only real reference we had was how we felt about each other's music, you know, like me and Julian have a good connection, and Stucky, we all have, you know, a good connection with grooves and styles. Mm. And we wanted to explore some of the house thing, but we were kind of, you know, a lot of the reggae dub stuff just kind of came out.
Yeah,
there was a little bit of a framework, like in terms of kind of records that we'd been digging.
Yeah.
Like, so, we've been talking about this kind of early 80s kind of pre-drum machine disco meets rap instrumentals. You know, like when you get the 12-inch and then they've got the rap on the A side and the B side's got the instrumental, but it's a full band playing.
Totally.
So we were like, there's a lot of records that we'd been digging that were of that style, and so we were kind of nerding out on the production values of that. And we actually covered one of those songs amongst the set, so that kind of like set a little bit of the tone for that.
Yeah.
And then once we got into the dub stuff, that was just like we were on a break from the recording and we were talking about dub music and reggae and influence Jamaica and New Zealand and Australia and blah blah blah, and then we started talking about quite specific things about like a stepper rhythm and it's got a more kind of straight like Sly and Robbie-esque
cool
thing. So we started getting to some like nerdy minutia stuff, and then we'd like next thing we'd close the door and we start jamming some stuff like that. Yeah, so I mean that's my recollection of it. But
no, you got a super sharp memory. Yeah, I'm extremely impressed. That's incredible.
Yeah,
that's definitely my recollection as well. I mean, I think a lot of the 80s rap influence came from the fact that we were doing your set and you wanted to chuck a couple of those tunes in the set, so we'd done a couple of gigs where we'd sat on some of those vibes and explored some of that in a live context. So that was kind of, you know, some of the shared language that we just developed over those two gigs playing together, that when we got in the studio, that was sort of where the brain was at.
Totally. What I really like about the record is that it feels like a live band recording almost. It's super polished and it's got a tightness to it, but there is not so much tightness that there isn't this like lovely fluidity throughout it as well, which makes me also very excited for the live performance.
Totally.
It feels like it was meant to be played live ultimately.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, there's not a huge amount of studio trickery going on. It's kind of like an edited bunch of jams, really. Which is really fun way to work and make music too, because, you know, like you record the stuff, and then that you're basically at the mercy of that,
yeah,
pretty much. And then you can shorten it and chop it and stuff. I do have to say that we were fortunate enough to get Scott Towers to write the horns, and I was really impressed with the process of how he came up with a lot of the melodic themes and stuff. And he totally encapsulated the vibe we're going for with the early rap thing, and like that tune we played before, the chase scene, that kind of really embodied almost like a blaxploitation or a TV theme or a 70s movie clip, kind of, you know.
Like the intrigue music almost.
Yeah,
I
totally,
love that.
Yeah. So finding or sort of library music, you know, things where it's quirky melodically and but still kind of funky. But I have to also say that Henry was really the catalyst, Horatio Luna was the catalyst for us doing the recording, because we got to soundcheck in Melbourne and Henry was like, hey, I've booked us a studio for tomorrow. And like, I was like, okay, cool. So we, you know, that was...
What was your reasoning?
Yeah.
Did you just decide we need to lock this in? We need to make sure it's happening?
I'm intrigued.
Yeah, definitely. When you have people coming through that you connect with creatively, you want to make the most of the time. So
totally.
I just booked the studio as soon as I knew we'd all be playing together. Stucky and I have been friends for a long time, but don't often get the chance to play together. So, it was really special.
That's a really cool thing. And I think you can feel when you listen to this, there is like a real infectious joy to the record, which I think is just going to be fantastic live tomorrow.
Yeah.
Let's get into the lineup for tomorrow, because you've got such a stacked band and a few special guests as well.
That's right, yeah.
Who's playing, Julian?
So in addition to myself and Stucky and Horatio Luna, we've got Kenny Sterling's playing percussion and synthesizers. Joe Captian is playing keyboards. J.Y. Lee is on the horns and woodwinds. Finn Skulls from Carnivorous Plants and Circling Sun is playing trumpet and vibraphone. And we've got Mata TK coming up from Otaki to sing with us. So we're really stoked about that. And we have a very special guest, Summer V, joining us for her song Judas, which she wrote with Matt Hunter, Kenny Sterling. So that's quite a big coup for us to perform that. And so we're kind of we're going to play the music from the Laha, from the recording, but also some music of Mata TK's and some music of Horatio Luna's and some music of Kenny Sterling. And so it's kind of like a whānau vibe. We're bringing that everyone's extended.
That's going to be super lovely, I reckon.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a party vibe, hopefully, yeah.
I reckon that this is one not to miss out on. You've also got DJs Carlotta and Hudge will be DJing too, and it's at Neck of the Woods, which is always a good place to hang.
And Phoebe Ring's playing before us too with Crystal Choi and amazing band and lovely people too, so we're super stoked to be sharing the bill with them.
I've been geeking out big time on Crystal playing in Beck Roger's live band, which was like just live band goals. That was very, very cool.
Yeah.
So it's
all-star
a good time.
Band, that one. Yeah,
totally. Well, very excited to see the All-Star Laha tomorrow. You can still get tickets, but I wouldn't muck around on it. Under the Radar is the place to go. Or you can text us right now if you'd like a double pass. Stick your name and your B-card number in the message and the Laha, and we'll pick someone to head along tomorrow night. Thanks so much, guys, for coming
Thank
in
you
this
so
morning.
Much, Rachel. Really
it's been such a
it.
Pleasure. Thanks, Stucky. Thanks, Horatio Luna. Thanks,
Thank
Julian Dine. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Yay, thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Cheers.
This is Stucky from professional funk music band Surprise Chef. You're listening to the 95 BFM Jazz Show.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.